This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. U.S. President Joe Biden later today will meet with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on his European trip that includes high-level talks with other Western heads of state and a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The world will be watching how Biden and Johnson will interact after past disagreements on policies, including Brexit, the United Kingdom's decision to leave the European Union, which the then Obama-Biden administration opposed. Meantime, the White House said early today that Biden would be announcing a U.S. program to buy 500 million more doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine to donate to 92 low and lower middle-income countries and the African Union over the next year. The U.S. plan calls for the donation of 200 million doses, enough to fully vaccinate 100 million people by the end of this year, with the remainder sent overseas in the first half of next year. The White House also said Biden would call on the world's democracies to do their part in contributing to the global supply of safe and effective vaccines. The U.S. has vaccinated more than half of its adult population, but impoverished countries are trailing far behind the level of inoculations. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland warning Wednesday that ransom-motivated cyber attacks are getting worse, echoing some other concerns of Biden administration officials who have sounded the alarm about the problem in recent weeks. Justice Department nearly doubling, or rather its $36 billion budget, include $1.1 billion for cybersecurity if the measure is approved by the Congress. This is VOA News. Police say a dilapidated building collapsed following heavy monsoon rains in the western Indian city of Mumbai, killing at least 11 people, injuring 7 others late Wednesday. Police spokesman said Thursday rescuers were still clearing the debris to find any residents possibly trapped. Heavy monsoon rains during the day have flooded several parts of the city that is India's financial and entertainment capital. Building collapses are common in India during the June-September monsoon season, monsoon season, that is, when heavy rain weakened the foundations of structures that are poorly built. Authorities say a 5-story building being demolished in southern South Korea collapsed Wednesday, sending debris falling onto a bus, killing 4 people on board that vehicle. Officials in Afghanistan say Wednesday, gunmen assaulted the office of an international charity clearing landmines in the country, killing at least 11 people, make that 10 people, and injuring more than a dozen others. The deadly attack on the Britain-based Halo Trust camp occurred in the embattled northern Baghlan province, the scene of fierce fighting between Afghan security forces and Taliban insurgents. A Taliban spokesman denied its involvement, saying the area where the horrifying assault took place late Tuesday was not controlled by insurgents. The deadly attack on Afghans' demineers came as the Taliban have intensified battleground operations across the country and captured more than 14 districts since the United States and its NATO allies began pulling out their troops from Afghanistan in early May. The foreign troop drawdown is expected to be completed by September the 11th, a deadline set by U.S. President Joe Biden in April to end nearly 20 years of U.S. involvement in the Afghan war. A Moscow court has outlawed the organizations founded by Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny by labeling them extremists. The latest move in a campaign to silence dissent and bar Kremlin critics from running for parliament in September. The ruling sends a tough message 1 week before President Putin holds a summit meeting with President Biden in Geneva. The extremist label also carries lengthy prison terms for activists who have worked with the organization and their donors. For more news, join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.